Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You've got great eyes, though, Mike. So if I saw you and if I was into a silver fox.
Not with this dome.
No, if you had a hat on.
This is so horrible right now. This is just, look at that. Look.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great.
Okay, how about this?
I look like him.
You just pointed at Rob. That was really mean.
Your friend.
I chose not to recognize that remark. Yeah, so the second episode is like Bewitched. The third episode is like the Brady Bunch. It's actually in color. They do a really nice job with the period flavor and trying to recreate it. But they keep shoehorning in these Marvel things I don't understand. I should love this.
When does Wanda Sykes come on?
She's not in it. It's actually, the lead is played by the
Wanda Farmer.
So she came to visit, and we decided that we were in love and we should get married. That was going to be a lot easier than trying to carry on a relationship across the Atlantic.
That is a movie script.
It is. Yes.
I was just saying, you know, how'd you meet her and all that, but that is such a great, great story.
I have a name for the movie, which is I Am My Goddaughter's Stepdad.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I am choosing to get this out of the way at the beginning of the show today simply because I know it will subject me to much embarrassment, but it is the truth. And so I accept the reality that I am sharing with you something that will hold me up to ridicule, but it is what it is.
All right.
And I am going to tell you now that I've been talking for quite some time about online targeting with advertising, specifically the old person's social media site, Facebook, which, as the years have gone on, I think it's it's basically a plan of theirs to control the market share of every product by zeroing in on people's likes and dislikes and knowing exactly what they want. And then they'll hit on things that people will buy again and again and again and things like that. And they'll win.
Mike, it's they're the equivalent of a stalker ex girlfriend or boyfriend that knows everything you want and need.
Right.
And they just won't leave you alone without the violence.
But also, it's weird because the ex-girlfriend doesn't have a secret microphone that can listen to you all the time.
I'm not sure I want to hop on the ex-girlfriend analogy with this.
I said,
discussion.
Or boyfriend. Whatever you're
or
into.
Or boyfriend. I think what this is, I you know what this is? To me, Amazon controls everything.
Yeah.
So Amazon says, we have everything you could ever want. Shop from us. Facebook is now saying, we know what you really want, and we're going to make you buy it. I know full well that I am being completely and totally manipulated. I know it. I know it for a fact, but I'm enjoying it. Does that make any sense to you guys?
I can feel that.
I am enjoying being targeted with ads that interest me. I am.
I'm curious.
You feel served.
I'm curious. Is it about a 1 in 5 ratio? Because I think about 1 in 5 ads that I get on my feed. I say, hey,
that sounds valid.
That's pretty good. As a matter of fact, one of my Christmas gifts was a T-shirt that was targeted to me on my Facebook feed. And I said, I like this.
I'm with stupid?
Not that one. I already have that one, silly.
Okay.
But it was a very specific thing to me that when I saw it, I said, hey, that's great. And Carrie saw it and she got it for me. But it was weird because I would never seek out that T-shirt, but it came to me, and that was like the 1 in 5 ad that I said, hey, pretty cool, I'll take it.
Would you like to share what the T-shirt is?
Yeah, it's the classic RCA logo, the RCA letters from the, you know, if you bought an old piece of electronica, and it's just, it was very understated, and it was really
cool. That's you?
Yeah,
that's
very much
you.
Me, very
that's,
much me.
You all the way?
Yeah.
Where to begin? I will say before I tell you what I got, that I have been out in stores with my wife, and I said, I'd like to get one of those. And she's always said, no, no, no. She seems really against the purchase. And then
a mannequin.
Stop it.
I could dress the mannequin.
You're making me.
And then dress you.
Lose my train of thought here, okay. Gentlemen.
Sorry.
It's very, very. I might as well dive right in.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
There is a product that they targeted me with on Facebook called Clear Rear. Has anyone seen it? Am I the only one that's been targeted
by Clear
Rear?
Is it the rear view mirror camera?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Is it a cleansing product, I ask?
It is a cleansing product.
Oh, no.
I bought a product called The Butler. Butler.
Gross.
It's not gross. It's not, you know, really, if you really think about it. And by the way, review to come.
Great.
But don't they try to upsell you on getting one for every toilet in the house. It is essentially a bidet. And
you've jumped on the bidet train.
Well, no, it is I said if this product is cost effective for me,
yes.
I will go ahead and get. Why are you shaking
your head?
Don't
you feel trashy? Look, if you can't afford a bidet, most people can't. I get it. Make peace with it. Be okay with it.
I do not know. It's not. Look,
it's like
if you
had a carport and not a garage, and all of a sudden you put like a piece of plastic in front of it and said, "This is a garage."
In my closet sized bathroom, I don't have room for another commode, which is what a bidet would be, right?
A proper bidet
is next to the toilet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Isn't an attachment?
Look, if you're okay with it.
Yes. I've seen these everywhere. And remember, Oscar, let's go back 7 or 8 months when America was crippled by a toilet paper shortage and the bidet market surged, you'll pardon the phrase, because they wanted different ways to clean their butt that didn't involve the toilet paper that you couldn't buy. So
that
bidets,
is not the case with me.
No.
I look at this as an additional level of hygiene.
Oh, I get it. This will also could increase your home value. Because now you can put
it's no, a bidet. I don't think so. In fact, it probably would. You know, somebody walk in. If I'm buying a house and I walk in there and I see somebody's got that, it'll gross me out.
Yeah, you want to have that taken out. And Mike,
thought of that right now. Thanks for bringing that up. Because I just thought in terms of this is not anything that doesn't look like it could be easily disassembled.
Yeah, it's an as-is take-with type deal. And you remember the song from Godspell, don't you? Day bidet.
Day bidet. It's an easily attachable bidet. Features front or backwash preference as well.
Well, the front wash might be nice.
And warm temperature controls.
Oh, so it heats the water.
Yeah, I don't think I got the one that heats.
Because I remember we had a lengthy letter in the mailbag about a guy that said, a lot of people are scared that a bidet is going to be shockingly cold, but it's actually just room temperature water because it takes its feed from the pipe into the commode. So it's not heated nor chilled. It's just room temperature water. So it's not going to be shockingly cold, especially in Florida.
Well, I'm here to tell you I ordered it. And it's going to be. And by the way, if you would like to see the,
does it look like
picture,
a medical device? I thought the Butler.
It does not look like it. It looks like an attachment to the commode.
Doesn't it sort
what
of?
It looks like.
Does it go between sort of like the seat and the actual base of the commode using the bolts that hold the seat to the commode?
Yes,
that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and no prescription
required. Have you looked
required.
Into this?
No.
Have you looked into this, Mr. Man? You seem to know an awful lot about it.
No,
you
we
seem
got
to
the,
know
we,
an awful lot about this.
We got that letter from that guy, and I did, you know, click a link to see how it was installed.
There
I was just
we
curious.
Go. See, now we're talking. Yeah. Now tell the truth. You were curious about
I've never
it.
Seen that ad, but
yeah.
Okay.
But did not feel the need to order it.
But I appreciate
the name.
You were thinking about it.
Well,
but
I was curious. I was curious about
Why
it.
Why were you curious? Because you thought it might be a good product.
No, I'm just curious to see about the mechanics of it. I've never so
Why?
Much...
Why?
Because the guy was so emphatic about it. And I said, maybe he has a point. And then I said, no, I don't like that. I don't want
Under
that.
15 minutes it installed. I feel as though when I do this,
yes.
that they are not paying me. I'm going to tell you this. In the event that I like this product, I want a full court press yeah, with we'll our advertising partners
yeah.
to let me know. If I love it, I want to advertise it. Because I've already jumped the gun. I want to say that I have ordered this, but I have not yet reviewed it. It is so far not been reviewed.
Okay.
Are you on the website?
I'm looking at the clear rear.
Doesn't that lady look like she's in a great mood with the red scarf?
The issue I have,
yes?
And this is just me, and again, for the fifth time this opened to the show, I want to tell you what I initially thought the Butler bidet was. I thought it was an anti-swamp ass deodorant. Initially,
no.
When you were talking
yeah,
about
when
it.
You said that,
no.
That's what I thought
it's a
it was.
Jet of water that goes up your duke.
Clear.
That's what it is. That's what, and they,
clear,
they've been
potable
used in,
water, Mike.
Okay,
and
so
they've
I
been
see
used
it.
In Europe for a long time. But I mean, don't we agree that aren't we a little more fastidious than Europeans?
Mike,
when
Europe's
it comes
been on
to
lockdown
hygiene?
For like a year.
That's why we
they
left.
Have an issue.
That's
yeah,
why
but
we...
I think both. I think using both and having that. I don't know. I don't know what the process is going to be.
This looks. I'm sorry, Mike. This looks white trashy. This thing does. Like, it just does.
That is absolutely false.
It looks
that
trashy.
That is not
I think
true.
There's a
strike
lot
the
of...
white. You
no,
can be
no,
trashy
no.
at any moment. It looks... It just screams Manassas.
No.
You got to get the Manassas out of you.
There's a lot of things you can say about this, but this is not white trash.
If you're anything... You're the wrong person.
You. This is... You know what I this is?
You're the wrong
this
person.
This is a little millennially to me, though.
It is.
It's like, but you know...
I see. I think it's just something that is a neat idea. By the way, Carla would be
here.
On your team. She's at work. She's not even hearing it unless she's listening to the show right now, which she does.
Let me hold this up real quick. Maddie, just look. Just look at the... Doesn't... If you saw that on someone's toilet, you're a blue blood. What do you think?
If that hasn't been installed, Oscar, you're seeing all the products before they've been installed.
Okay, I'll show you an installation page.
I think, you know what? Installation, it looks sort of space age.
If you saw that on someone's toilet,
right
next to the toilet.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I would know what it was, but I mean,
it's on my private toilet. It's not on a toilet that's going to be used.
Not the one that's on the tour.
It's not going to be on the one in the guest room. It's not going to be the, what do they call it? What's the toilet off the
main? It's your personal
powder room.
It's a water closet.
A powder room.
Yeah. But Oscar. Yeah.
Although we don't have a powder room because it's Michael's bathroom, but that's the one we use.
Mike,
for
this feature is customizable pressure. It has an option for ladies.
That's the one we use for the public when they take their tours. He lives here. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing? Come on in. Please don't go past the velvet rope. Those are my golf clubs. Thank you very much. Don't touch. Don't touch those.
Stand in front of the green screen for your virtual photo with Mr.
Right.
O'Mara.
By the way, I had a doctor's appointment this morning before the show for my bad back, and I got the classic, by the assistant, the nurse, the male nurse who was... the Falker, who is taking the information down. And I'm trying to convey to him that I don't have... they like to say, show you that scale of pain.
Yeah, 1 to 10.
And say, what pain level? I said, I don't have any pain.
Oh.
I said, what I do...
You gotta lie.
I said, what I do is, the last time, 2 years ago I came here, when I heard it, it lasted for weeks and weeks, and I was in a lot of pain. I had to lie down, put ice in my head. Now I get excruciating pain, but resolves very quickly, and it's usually exercise-induced, exercise being my golf. When I swing the ball, I hit, and for that brief moment, I feel like I'm going down on one knee, and then it flares, and then a couple holes later, it's okay. And I realize I'm babbling to the guy.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely rambling, and he goes, I see. I said, do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I said, but yeah is like a question mark after the yeah. I'm telling you that when you asking me the question of what's my pain level right now is not the right. I want to be able to do what I do without ever experiencing the pain.
Mike,
do you understand
the old,
that?
Also, this is crazy, Mike.
Wouldn't it happen if I had a bidet?
Yeah, but no, you and Elvis, as you get older, are having more, like you're, it's almost like you're the same person. Think about it this way.
Wow. Excuse me. What do you mean me and Elvis getting older? I'm the same person. Elvis died at 42.
You've got a lot of,
thank
pain.
Thank you, Mike, for knowing that.
You've got a lot of pain in your life, right?
Yes.
I mean, I have
you've
aches
got a personal doctor, right, that you go for.
Who doesn't have a general practitioner?
I'm just saying.
And then,
my pain doctor.
Yeah, and then, it's not like Dr. Nick. Personal pain. Yes, I do. I have a personal pain doctor. And then I do. Elvis, Dr. Perez.
Elvis had Graceland.
I said his name.
Elvis had, he won't be able to get an appointment with him anymore.
Oh. Elvis had Graceland, right?
Right.
And now he had, I'm sure he had a private bathroom and a public bathroom. You have that now.
Elvis's private bathroom is where he died. It had shag carpeting and a reading chair in it.
Probably a bidet, a real one.
Yeah, but Elvis was eating prescription drugs like candy. You want to know how many prescription drugs for pain I take? Bagel. Zed. In fact, I was going to ask him about over-the-counter Aleve that I might probably eat a couple of those today just to be on the safe side. That's
what'd he say?
I didn't get a chance. I didn't remember. I was too busy babbling trying to tell him what my situation was.
Do you think you were babbling? Like, I remember one of my teachers in college said, if you're doing an interview, like a man on the street interview, don't talk while the other person's talking. Don't acknowledge that you understand what they're saying.
How come
don't
you didn't reply. Listen to that?
This is not a man on the street.
But
the average person.
Yeah, I've never met anyone who talks before the questions asked more than you.
But what I'm trying to say here is that people
play the
have
quiet game, Rob. Just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm deflecting a little bit of my pain.
The thing is that people, human nature, especially in a conversation, they don't want it to be quiet. And if you put the onus on them, they'll keep talking and you're more likely to get an answer you can use. Do you think the fact that he was being so non-communicative, that's why you were babbling? You were just filling the space?
Yeah, you're filling the dead air.
No, I felt the pressure of communicating my situation prior to even getting to this doctor's office. And my doctor got it. Because he's seen so many different people.
Okay.
And it ended up where he wants to get better pictures of the back and see what he's dealing with.
Did he discuss
he's a confident
your
dude. This lower, guy is lower a superstar. Back? This guy is a superstar. This guy knows what he's doing. This guy is 2 for 3 with me. The third one being the one that didn't take. And we're going to try to make it right and see what happens. And I'm very optimistic. You have to have confidence in your doctors, especially the fleet of doctors, Dr. Nick, all of them that you
well,
have.
Well, this is your personal pain doctor.
Yeah, your personal pain doctor.
And I don't think I'm going to need any doctors once I get the bidet.
Did that come up?
No, it did not come up. No, it did not come up. Didn't say, hey, I got a new ass cleaner that that I want to rave about.
What if the doctor said, let's discuss your lower back?
Since we're on the subject of talking about medical professionals, and for those of you that during the pandemic have gone to a doctor's office, and I'm sure many of you have, the protocols are rather extreme. I will tell you that the last time I went in, I was measured at the door. I was not this time. Mm. But everybody is all masked up.
So they did not take your temperature before entering?
They did not take my temperature when I went in there. I didn't. But I was masked during the entire visit, and everybody I dealt with was masked during the entire visit. I will tell you this. This is going to get me into trouble. Mm. I might as well just make sure that my wife is going to scream at me tonight.
Yeah, out with it, son.
Question. And this goes to our friend from Bolivia that I think this is truly appropriate for because he's out and about all the time. How to phrase this without getting in trouble. Get rid of my inner shock jock. Okay. When a member of the opposite sex is wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. I'm following.
Is it creepy to how do I put this the right way? I'm so nervous now. Is it creepy to when you're kind of doing an evaluation on them?
I think everybody
based
does
on
that,
everything except their nose and their mouth.
Mike, you only get one chance to make a first impression. That's what I always say. And well, so you're getting a first impression of someone. That's
I think
fine.
This is the equivalent. I think the masks are the equivalent of when you see beautiful long blonde hair from the back, and then you see the person turn around, and you go, "No!" You know, that type of thing. Okay, I'm sorry.
It was just,
but
teetering.
I speculate on that. Yeah. I mean, and
I think this goes both
ways.
And
it makes it more pleasurable because when you're, first of all, we all look. We're guys.
Yeah.
We all look. And when you look, I think the masks make the looking more enjoyable because you don't really know, you know, where the nose and the mouth is a, it can be a
people
deal
get
breaker.
Nose jobs. And all you do is work on making sure your teeth are straight as a kid if you're lucky.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Some people, you know, they don't get it. And then next thing you know, you got like a puppet master as an adult walking around.
Hey, Joker Mouth. Yeah. Hey, so, how you doing? Joker Mouth.
But if you're fortunate enough to figure out how to get to an orthodontist, or have your parents be like, we got to fix those. I'm sure my father
picked this. This is going to get the alarm again and get me into trouble again, but I don't care. Because I'm 61, and I can say what I'm
60 wonderful.
60 Just wonderful.
For those of you with blue eyes and green eyes.
I'm listening.
If you're guys or girls, and they were piercing before. Now they're the equivalent of, I would say, black magic, voodoo, anything. Because as soon as you see them.
So you go into one of your like green salad joints and you see the lady behind the counter with striking green eyes.
I'll take
it's,
you.
It's special, right?
Oh, I'll take you.
I'll take you even further.
If I'm watching the news.
Yes.
And I see someone with a mask reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And look, those stakes are high because you already think you have to be good looking for television.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this happened like a month and a half ago. Shannon saw me looking at the news and then look up the reporter right next to her in bed. Probably something you shouldn't do.
And was it Scott Pelley?
And she said,
look at that right hand that went up in the air saying guilty too.
I said, this is a public figure.
Yeah.
And she goes, what are you doing? And as soon as I have these fantasies, I'm like, this reporter is going to be a smoke show.
I don't do it just with smoke shows. I do it with a lot of different people. I did it with President Biden's special advisor for climate yesterday.
Okay. See, that's where the creep factor comes in.
Well, that's just, I was curious.
You do it for general practitioners. You do it for medical assistants. You've been doing this for, I would say, the last 6 months.
I like to see what people look like without that. You know what? You're right. I have been.
Yeah.
I've been doing that. And so I'm sitting in the office early, 8 a.m.
Right.
Appointment. I get there early. But if you're getting an appointment for a doctor, it's just like an airport. It's just like an airport. You want to get in. You want to see somebody. You want to make sure that you're not going to be behind the curve.
Right.
Get there early. A lot of these – and I think the better doctors do their work early. So I get there early, and a woman comes walking in, and the best way I would describe her would be willowy.
Okay.
That's one of the highest compliments. My wife is willowy in her own way.
I thought your wife. I've never heard, willowy. It doesn't sound very
willowy. Is well, let me look
like it up. Attractive.
No, it's very. Willowy. It's it would be slender. I think it would be tall.
Is it
as
spinster?
A rule.
Is that a term?
No,
I
spinster.
See a lot?
No, not spinster.
Spinster is actually not. It's got a negative connotation. Now,
it does.
But what it is
I have to do a lot of spin class.
Of tall, slim, lithe.
Live.
I call that smoke live. Show, Mike.
Well, no, I don't know. It's just there was an athletic quality.
Athletic. Fit.
Athletic quality.
Fit.
And that's it. And so, but I saw the person from profile go into the doctor's office and with the
You didn't ask for a spin?
Mask off, with the mask off. And then she came back behind the counter and I saw, and she had little eyes.
Oh, the curse!
Yeah.
The curse of the little eye.
Yeah, if you have little eyes, you can't tell if you're a demon or attractive.
That did not prevent me from thinking. I'm curious.
Hi,
is this sexist? What I'm saying right here?
Absolutely,
I'm just talking
Mike,
about
but it's riveting.
Yeah,
but I mean, but it's goes, not, I'm it not goes trying both to be ways. Sexist. I'm just trying to say, you know, you always look.
So I'm watching this reporter. I look right, and then. My wife catches me, but I'm already committed. Like, I have to find out what's going on behind these blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, her jaw was like, she looked like Bobby De Niro under that mask.
Oh.
But the eyes were amazing.
Sad.
and this is the last point I'll make about this.
Okay.
This is not my thing. Unless you're into
masks, you know. I think, are allow people to. I don't know what I want to say.
I'll say it. I'll say it. Can I just say?
Yeah.
This is what happens. Your expectations are so high or low, and usually low unless they're on TV. So if I'm on the street, I'm like, oh, that she's going to have a messed up grill for sure. And then if you finally see the grill, and you're like, oh,
grill.
My God, this girl has like you could take someone that you're already banking on not being as attractive as you're asking, boys and girls.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that mask comes off, if you get a chance, like a shot in the wild these days, because it usually doesn't come off. But if it does, you're like, oh, this is nice. So your expectations are lowered.
So in the dating world, by the way, online dating now is the way people get together, correct?
Yeah.
I don't
want
to sound like a total old fart, but I, you know, Carl and I have been together for, you know, 15, 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way. Is it if you meet someone in
you've already seen their face, though, online.
Seen their face
right.
online.
Yeah.
What if you just meet them and you haven't had access to a computer? Would it
That's
be
the
over the top
part.
Say, hey, do you have any family pictures that I could look at?
Can I see your driver's license?
This happened to me on a plane.
Just for a sec.
Mike, I was flying
How
back.
How did it happen? You asked somebody to see their picture, their driver's license picture on a plane?
I was on a plane.
You dropped your passport.
No. I'm in the middle of the plane.
Right.
And this is when I was ballsy. I had abs. I had a lot going on.
You were willowy.
And I wasn't married.
So not during the pandemic.
No. I was on a plane.
Not during the podcast.
When I was younger. And I saw this girl just like torso down. Just smoke show torso down. And then I'm like, you know what? She's got like two seats next to her. It was one of these light flights.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go sit down and say hello a little later in the flight. I know, balls.
How come you only saw her torso down?
Because I'm in the middle of the plane. Face. My vantage point just saw her face. Like up, down here. Forget about the mask for a second. I'm just seeing her head and I'm seeing her torso. I'm not seeing her body.
Oh, okay. I thought what you communicated is that you saw everything but her face.
I'm sorry. No.
You made it sound like you just saw her boobs.
Yeah.
Well, I saw cleavage from my vantage point. I was like, this is going to be
great.
But you
could only see her face. You didn't. Okay. So you decide you're going to go over and chat on the plane?
Yeah. Once the plane takes off, I'm going back. I'm just going to say hello because she smiled at me in the way like, I'm smiling at you. You know what I mean?
Ah, yes.
So I was like, this is good. We're all both on the way back to BWI. Maybe we're in the same zip code.
Hey, lady, would you like to borrow my blanket?
So what happened?
I have a Jack and Coke, little courage. Stroll on back there when the seatbelt sign's off. And I'm like, I'm just going to say hello. I'm turning the corner. Get ready with the alarm.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
I'm turning the corner. And I'm already like about to slide in, and you guys remember during the holidays those little Hess trucks toys that come out the little gasoline toys?
Yeah,
trucks.
Sure. You buy them at a gas station for your nephew.
It's like skinny up front because the cabin's little, and then you've got the big drum in the back that you're carrying all the flammable liquids.
Yeah. Any concern I have over my misogyny has been blown out of the water by our Bolivian counterpart.
We're getting Mike, we're getting you your silver medal.
I'm not this man anymore. This years ago.
And Mike, it was a different time.
It was a different time.
Different time.
So as I'm pulling in.
Yes.
I see what reminded me of the back end of a Hess truck.
And there
But I was already committed an hour into the flight. Had 2 hours left.
Probably had a nice conversation, right?
Had a great conversation. Mm-hmm. Great conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I ended up taking the Hess truck out. Roughly, I would say 2 weeks later, had a great date, nice.
Well, then you're not being, then you didn't judge her on that.
But it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Didn't really think that through.
Do you think there are people out there, men and women, that are using the mask as a dating device? People that have a bad grill and they're saying, hey, you know what? I can benefit from this. I can hide my worst feature and look like I'm being responsible.
You know, when I was in the shower this morning and whenever I'm going to the doctor's office, I like to, you know, spruce up a little
Clean
bit.
Up.
Sure.
And then I'm sitting there and I got my Panasonic nose trimmer and I was like halfway through the project and I said, well, what am I doing this for? You know what I mean? What the hell am I doing this? Well, I've got a show that's going to come on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I was really taking I was doing the nose trimming, the last minute nose trimming, because my nose doesn't get crazy because I keep it, you know, nicely tended.
Mm-hmm. Three times a week, myself, still, right?
I thought that was the thought process. I'm going to be wearing a mask.
Yeah.
What's the point?
That's true.
So,
it's true.
On the way in, I did a little bit of a spritz.
You've got great eyes, though, Mike. So if I
Piercing,
saw you
yeah.
and if I was into a silver fox.
Yeah,
and
not with this dome.
No, if you had a hat on,
this is so horrible right now. This is just look at that. Look,
oh,
yeah, I mean, it's not great.
Okay, how about this?
I look like him.
If you had a hat on, Mike, you just pointed at Rob. That was really mean.
Your friend.
I chose not to recognize that remark.
No, I need hair. I need hair. I'm an idiot. I've done it twice now.
Do you need hair down there?
It's sad that you don't have your nose hair on your head.
You know what they say. You get to a certain age, hair stops growing on your head and starts growing in other parts of your body.
Amount of hair, just redistributed.
Yeah, Maddie, I'm just going to check in with you.
You'll sit there and you have no hair on the top of your head and you look like you got a rope pole coming out of you.
Can we check in with Maddie real quick?
Yes.
Hey, Matt.
Madeline. Yes.
Well, what do you think about this conversation?
I just can't believe we like seamlessly went from bidets to rating women. It just seems like
transition. What about the men? I know you're happy with John, and as in your perfect words, maybe a week ago you said, "I can't believe we made it." So you're good, but you still look.
Yeah, but I feel like it's easier to tell an attractive man with a mask on. Like I could just kind of tell if they're good looking or not under there.
With the grill. Factor?
Yeah. You never know. He might have George Clooney eyes. He takes the mask off. He's got Dennis Murphy teeth.
And the way they carry themselves, that has a lot to do with it. Like, you don't need the mask for that. You know?
Oh, look at this.
Confidence.
Oh, different perspective.
So are you saying that as a woman, when you're looking at a guy with a mask, that it's not as important as, say, it would be for a guy judge a woman?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not judging women, so I don't know, but...
But I think you've got a point there. Mm-hmm. You got a point.
Yeah.
I'll ask my wife tonight when she's yelling at me. Let's start this show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
the rarest pistol in the world, Larry. 45 Luger. Only six of them were ever manufactured.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Rarer still is your interest in Anacott Steel.
Well, my interest is the same as yours, Larry. Money.
The CEO of GameStop.
It'd be a good investment for my kid.
No, this time I'm in for the long term. It's not a liquidation. I'm going to turn it around. You're getting a free ride on my tail, mate. And with the dollars you're costing me to buy back the stock, I could modernize the plant. I'm not the only one who pays here, Gordon. We're talking about lives and jobs. Three and four generations of steelwork.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you acquired CNX Electronics, you laid off what? 6,000 workers? Jemison Fruit, 4,000? That airline you bought,
Break you, mate. In two pieces over my knees. You know it, I know it. I could buy you six times over. I could dump the stock just to burn your ass. But I happen to want the company. And I want your block of shares. I'm announcing a tender offer at 65 tomorrow. I'm expecting your commitment.
Showdowns bore me, Larry. Nobody wins. You can have the company. In fact, it's going to be fun watching you and your giant ego try to make a horse race of it. Buddy, what's the fair price for that stock?
The breakup value is higher. It's worth 80.
Well, we don't want to be greedy. So what do you say to 72?
You're a two-bit pirate and green mailer. Nothing more. Gecko. Not only would you sell your mother to make a deal, you'd send a COD.
My mail is the same color as yours is, pal. Or at least it was until the Queen started calling you sir.
Yeah. Gordon Gekko, you prick.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
You're a two-bit pirate and green mailer.
Green mailer.
I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
It's not a compliment.
No, it isn't. From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Berkheimer, New York, Elgin, Illinois, New London, Connecticut, Hot Springs, Virginia, Norway, Maine, Managua, Nicaragua. That's a good one. My favorite one of the month.
Love it.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone. Did you know mortgage interest rates are almost exactly a full percent lower today than they were a year
That's
ago.
That's huge. Huge.
That's right, mate. Rates are still at a 50-year low. And if you have 3.25% or higher, you need to take advantage of this massive refinance. Just like to tell Mark Livingstone, I could break you, mate. You have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial right now.
Now,
other companies quote window rates to get you interested. They don't tell you about their junk fees and points. They're two-bit pirates and greenmailers. That's all they are. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financials. Just ask for Sir Larry. No, don't ask for Sir Larry. I'm very sorry. I get carried away with the impressions. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. I happen to want the company. Cornerstone celebrating their 20th year in the business with a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. They have no connection whatsoever with Endicott Steel. Call Cornerstone First Financials, 202-625-1221 at cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. I could dump the stone just to burn your ass. All right, let's bring in our talking head. Love this feature on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's say hi to Mike Harpy.
Harpy.
He's a citizen ordinaire. Mike has been listening to us for over 20 years and has been a TMOS podcast listener since day one. He found the show during a 1990s DC commute when he landed on WJFK and for a brief moment was shocked to hear that Regis Philbin was having a tryst with his producer, Michael Gelman.
Do you ever get shocked how many people have that storyline they get sucked in thinking that it's a real interview?
I don't think about it, but yeah, maybe you're right. He was instantly hooked. Currently, Mike lives in Ireland near Cong and works as a sommelier. Oh, wow, that's awesome. He moved to Ireland because he married an Irish woman, which is a fascinating tale to be sure. By the way, she does not get it. Oh, she's not a fan. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
No.
He is employed as a wine guy at Ashford Castle. That's a beautiful property.
It's amazing.
I know that place. Yeah. That's rarefied air. I bet he's got some stories. That's a great place. We'll ask him about it. If you are interested, they sell a 1983 Chateau Petrus Bordeaux that costs $10,500. 8,700 euros a bottle. I told you it was rarefied air.
Yeah.
I heard it's quite good. Mike's a Navy veteran, served in Italy, where he had his favorite wine experience. Ruined the officer's coffee, an honest mistake, and worked closely with a sailor who unfortunately became an international figure. Boy, this is fascinating right there. As a Navy photographer, he had a nice encounter with Sir Laurence Olivier. I love our talking head segments. I really do. Post-Navy, 27 years with Ritz Camera Center. Then they went b***s up. I love it. He pivoted to running a wine shop, and that led to working in hospitality. Ashford Castle, cool place to work, I would imagine. He was also the sommelier at the Williamsburg Inn in Colonial Virginia, Williamsburg, Virginia, before crossing the pond. His favorite part of TMOS, the interactive chemistry of Mike, Oscar, and Rob. Well, not my favorite part. Mm-hmm. And how it gets even better when more folks are added to the mix. Ask him about the frustrations of Irish plumbing.
Well, hello. That seems you got a bit of a clog there.
Please welcome Mike Harpy, ladies and gentlemen. Mike. Hi, Mike.
Woo. Thank you, Mike. Nice to be here.
It's great to have a European visitor with us today.
This is our first international talking head.
This is great. And,
yeah, really. Yeah. There we go. There's a distinction.
By the way, you should know that since Mike is in Ireland and we are here, it is actually next Thursday. No, it's and next Tuesday in Ireland right now. That's the time that we are dealing with now. So Ireland, you discover you meet an Irish girl. I have to ask you, how did you meet your lovely wife and love her so much that you moved to her country? That's an incredible story right there.
Mike, it begins back in the late 70s when I was a young sailor. I was stationed in Italy as the U.S. Navy. And I had a friend who had dual citizenship between Ireland and America. And he had some friends in Ireland and invited them down to see him now that he was on the continent. And when these folks came down, there was a girl among them that the guy I was sharing an apartment with, we were both friends and meeting this girl at the same time. We both thought she was pretty dishy.
Dishy, that's a cool word. I like that. It's an old fart word, but it's a good
he
word.
She immediately
like
fell for him, of course.
Oh.
And so she ended up staying with us and moving in with us, and we all shared a bedroom for, a few months. It was very bohemian. And
I have to stop you. I have to stop you right there. When you say you all shared
her man moved back to the U.S.?
can you hear me? You shared a bedroom, like it was two guys and one gal. When you say you shared
that's
a bedroom,
correct.
like you shared a bedroom with benefits, all three of you?
No benefits for me.
Oh, no benefits. Yeah, but you were in the bedroom.
Yeah. Roommates.
Okay, bohemian. Right, very good.
Just the room was separated with a bed on each side, and they had one bed, I had the other.
Yeah. I got it. Okay, well, and this is the woman you were later going to marry. That had to be a little frustrating for you, right?
That's right, but, don't read ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
I'm teasing. At any rate, they moved back to the States, and I remained good friends with them. They ended up having a lovely young daughter, and they asked me to be the godfather, which I was pleased to do. And then things sometimes happen. It didn't work out for them in the long run. And Brigine ended up moving back to Ireland, and I lost track of her. And no matter how many times I would sort of buttonhole her ex, my best friend, for her contact information, it was just never forthcoming. So a lot of water passed under the bridge, and 27 years later, she found me on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Great.
I admitted to her my longstanding affection for her. I mean, after we'd had a couple of conversations, of course, and leap right into it. And then she told me that she had felt kind of similarly. But, of course, we were honorable people and didn't act on that in any way.
Wow.
So she came to visit, and we decided that we were in love and we should get married. That was going to be a lot easier than trying to carry on a relationship across the Atlantic.
Wow.
That you know what? It's so funny. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We got married on September 12th, your anniversary.
Oh my God! That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. That is a movie script.
It is.
Yes. That's the. I was just saying, how'd you meet her and all that. But that is such a great, great story.
How
in
wonderful.
Later years you found her.
I have a name for the movie, which is I am my goddaughter's stepdad.
I call her. I teasingly refer to her as my godstep.
Godstep, okay.
Godstep. Oh, that's amazing. No, well, you know what? Looking at you, Mike, I would call the movie Whiplash 2. You do look like that actor in Whiplash. J.K. Simmons, who won the Oscar for Whiplash, which, by the way, I just watched the other night. So you get you're with Ritz Camera, and then you get into the hospitality business, and you're a sommelier.
Right.
And I got to ask you about Ashford Castle, which really one of the beautiful, beautiful. There are two premier Western Ireland castles, I think, that people. Is it Drumolland? Is that one?
Drumolland, yes. Yes,
and
exactly
then
right.
Ashford is the other good one. I would imagine,
right.
But it is rarefied air. And being a sommelier, I bet you have seen... You've seen some pretty special people come through the doors how long you've been doing it, the sommelier job?
Only a little over a year, Mike. And, of course, a lot of this year has been sort of COVID shutdown.
Oh,
so
yeah, so you really
haven't had
a chance.
Right. Now, at my old place at the Williamsburg Inn, I saw celebrities much more frequently, a lot of political figures as well. One of my great pleasures was waiting on Anthony Kennedy and speaking with him extensively.
Wow.
But also waited on Newt Gingrich. That was not as much of a pleasure, but it happens.
So did the Supreme Court
he was a super nice guy to me. I just politically I disagree with him, but he was could not have been nicer as a guest.
Did the Supreme Court justice? I'm curious. Do they roll with with protection? Like, are there a couple of guys like you would have with the president or a cabinet secretary? Are there a couple of guys standing in the dining room when you're dealing with him?
He had no security whatsoever.
Wow. Oh my God.
Just he and his
That's
wife.
Amazing. Wow. So, you know, you have been, you know, you've had a lot of life. And how do you love or like Ireland now? What's it like being over there? And how are they handling the pandemic over in Ireland right now?
Great questions. First of all, I do love Ireland. It's a wonderful place to be. The people here are just tremendous. They really are, you know, give you the shirt off their back kind of folks. I wouldn't try and subjugate them, you know, but other than that, they're great folks.
I love that answer. I'm with you there, Mike.
You know, there's the aroma of sheep ass in the air all the time, and that's kind of fun. In fact, I had a Zoom background that for some reason popped up. It did not pop up now, but it featured a scene in my backyard where you can see all the sheep.
Oh, you'd be very pleased to know that when you had that virtual background, Pony, when we did our test call this morning, thought you were in your yard. And he's our tech guy.
So disappointed.
Oh, good. Wow. Right. Unless it doesn't appear, and then it's totally ineffective.
So you have been working in a little over a year working over there. Is that how long you have been living in Ireland, or did you live there before? How long have you lived in Ireland?
No, I moved to Ireland. So Bridgene moved to the U.S. to begin with, and we were there for, about 4 years before I had moved on from the inn and then ended up losing a new job that I'd had and had a really tough time finding employment. And so we had talked about retiring over here in Ireland anyway, so we just said, well, why not chuck it out early, and so we did. We literally sold everything, packed what we could into two suitcases.
Wow.
And moved here without any real plan as to how things were going to work out. But you know, kept plugging at it, and now I'm employed at a great place, a wonderful, wonderful property.
I want to ask you, we only have a few more minutes here, and I want to ask you a couple of questions. Yeah. I do want to ask about, Laurence Olivier, for those of you that are younger listening right now, one of the great actors of all time. Where did you bump it as a Navy photographer? How did you bump into Laurence Olivier doing that gig?
So when I was, the boat that I was stationed aboard in Italy, the place where I was when I met my wife, was a World War II class guided cruiser that had been re-outfitted to a guided missile cruiser. But it had been commissioned in the late 40s. And so it was an exemplar of the type of warship that would have been around at the time.
Period specific.
Film was set in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So because of that, the movie company got permission from the Navy to utilize it as a set in the background, and the Laurence Olivier played Douglas MacArthur in this film that was being made. The movie was called Inshan. It was a terrible movie. Oh my God, yeah. It was bad.
Horrible.
In fact, it is available for free viewing on YouTube. And watching that's
terrible.
It'd be stupefying.
Well, you know, Douglas MacArthur casting Laurence Olivier as Douglas MacArthur, that should tell you all you need to know.
Yeah.
Right there. You take one of the greatest actors of our time and you miscast him. Right. Hard to do.
I was asked to be up on the set as a representative of the Navy, and I was there photographing sailors who were doing, you know, acting in bit parts and that kind of stuff so that they could use it for promotional purposes. And about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, because there was over the course of the nighttime shoot.
All night shoot.
Laurence Olivier, who was an old man already by this time, and this was in the 70s. I mean, he seemed like he was in his 70s, so I'm not sure. I'd have to look see when he was born. Anyway, he was getting very tired, and someone and requested a cup of tea, and someone asked me if I would go fetch the cup of tea, and so I said sure, and went downstairs, got a cup of tea together, and brought it back up to him and handed it to him, and he patted my hand, Mike. He said, thank you, baby.
Yeah. Well, that was a long-held secret about Larry sweet. Olivier too. Yes, that we, exactly. You know, he probably liked the sailors quite a bit. That's
I'm
the way
sure that he had that. Yeah,
look at that. You know, no secret now in 2021. As far as with the last thing I wanted. Oh yeah, okay. Two things. These are selfish things. If I ever get back over there, the vibe of Ireland and the Irish in general, their perception of the States, you know, what they think, how they feel about our recent election. What is the attitude over there right now? Because I can tell you there was a period of time where I went 7 years past and I got back over and I felt like the Irish were a little jaded as far as Americans. And I would imagine that might have continued under a particular administration. What is the vibe over there now?
Well, the vibe is one of great relief. They really feel that America made a big misstep and they didn't understand it. Though, of course, they took a look to their left and saw what England did with Boris Johnson. So I don't think they were feeling too. I mean, the Irish are distinct and quite separate from the English, of course, but they realized mm-hmm. that it was hitting all over them. But I was asked so many times by Irish guests, Irish fellow staff members at the Castle. So, what is going on? What is with this guy? How come? You know, how did he get in?
Blah, blah, blah. Wow!
And I think they're all very, very pleased that Joe's in. And Joe is from a town called Ballinagh, which is very close here. Go ahead.
You know, the as far as well, that's nice that they track with our politics over there, yeah. And it's very cool. And yes. Being a sommelier, all right. Here's the last question I have. You have 8 hours to live. And somebody says you get one bottle. Well, maybe you get a case. Okay, you got 8 hours, Libby. You got one case. You can only pick one wine. What is the wine you're going to pick?
All right, hold on to your hats here. Bicarte Semon Champagne in a rosé.
Oh, really? Wow. Are you going to get bubbly?
Fabulous.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of champagnes and sparkling wines in general, and that is just my absolute favorite.
What is the price range of it?
Retail would probably be about $150.
So it's doable. Nice. It's not doable. Totally off the charts.
That's
yeah.
expensive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean
I wouldn't want to buy it off our list where it's probably $450 or $500.
No, I read on the website at ashfordcastle.com, no markup on any alcoholic beverages.
Oh my God. Well, hey, really, you know,
here's something that might be interested in. Rory McIlroy was married at Ashford Castle.
Oh, and, wow.
It took over the entire castle. I can't imagine how many millions that must have cost. And then brought in a lot of his own wine, some of which we're still sitting on, kind of waiting for him to come back. Occasionally, he drops in and we serve him his own wine.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. And it said, ask you about the frustrations with Irish plumbing. That's my last question.
The capper.
Irish plumbers have no respect for the convention of hot on the left and cold on the right. They just none whatsoever. You will find those two things switched all the time. Even in the same house, I find them switched. It'll be upstairs, hot will be on the left, downstairs will be on the right.
Wow,
sometimes
really?
They don't even have the right color caps. They don't care. Two blue color caps, even though one of them is hot.
And do you have any bidets in Ashford Castle?
You know, Mike, I don't go into the rooms, so I don't know, to be honest. It's a good question.
Okay. Hey, Mike Harper, what a wonderful chat. That is such an incredible life. That's such a great love story, how you found your wife after all these years. And get her to listen to the show.
Yeah, come on.
Come on now.
Yeah,
all right?
I've tried.
What's her name again?
Brigine,
this is Michael.
Yes, exactly.
Not Michael Harper, the man you're married to. Michael O'Mara, okay? From a little village called Eglish. And I got to tell you, you get to give us a try. Give us a try and see what you like, all right? You know, just take a little time. When he goes off to work, I'm guessing about 3:30. And give us a listen, okay?
Mike, thank you very much. We appreciate that, my friend.
Thank you, Michael. Oscar, Rob.
Thank you.
That was awesome. And I love the State Farm ads, too. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're running late. Shocker.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show. And that's it. I'm not involved on this network in any other capacity. I have a new comedy special out, and it's available for free on the Dry Bar Comedy app. Just download the app, watch my special, make something of your life. Then click on that little heart thing. That'll bring me lots of joy. Just kidding. It helps me get paid. I'm dead inside. The reviews are in. Merle Rogers says, it's a sure thing. Jimmy Cerrito, go Bills. Whatever. Download the app, Dry Bar Comedy, watch my special, laugh them up.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Features. Changing your socks can make a huge difference in your difference. in your daily watch or while hitting the links. Runners worldwide have made Features their sock of choice, and now you can get the same benefits specially tailored for the golf course. I got a bunch of them in my drawer. Yeah. Their elite golf sock keeps feet cool, dry, and blister-free while providing a custom-like fit. I'm going to make every effort here. I can't get my leg that high. Some short shorts. All right, hold on just a second.
Who wears short shorts?
Mike wears short shorts.
Yeah. This is a definite video day.
Yes, we see him blue socks.
I would love for someone to click on the show at that moment where all you saw was Mike's leg.
I want to see how infirm my body is. I can't take.
Look, you're doing a high back kick. You look good.
Look good.
Right. Now everything's all
sort of like downward dog.
Like Papa
Features
Smurf.
Features rocks.
Their socks are amazing. If you're unsatisfied at any point, they give you a replacement pair. No questions asked. Lifetime guarantee. So if you want the best socks in the world, you need Features. Family owned since 2002. I love them.
Yeah.
I got so many lovely colors. It's like Laurence Olivier of socks.
Thank you, baby.
Features socks will change how you feel about socks forever. For our listeners, you can receive $10 off your first pair when you go to features.com. That's FEETURES.com/TMOS for $10 off your first pair of Features. We love them. We got time for just a second here. You're getting a blizzard? Is that what you said to me? You're going to get a blizzard in D.C.? I mean, a real blizzard. What are they saying? How much is hype? Even though I don't live there anymore, I live vicariously through you. Tell me all about it.
Mike, I love the European model. And the European model says that by lunchtime on Monday, the District of Columbia downtown will have 10 and a half inches of snow.
Yes. That's a fact check.
You believe it?
Nope.
I believe it.
Do you really?
I hate snow, and I believe it.
It's gonna come in two waves. It'll start on Sunday afternoon, and it's gonna really put the Spurs in overnight Sunday into Monday. But that's there will be an event, but I don't think we're gonna see in excess of 10 inches.
Do you remember the last blizzard we had?
It was 3 years ago.
Oh, I feel like it's more like five, right? Maybe 5 years.
We haven't had significant snow in 2 years. I know
what
that.
It was 2015, if I'm not mistaken, the year of the snowblower. They got stolen.
Also remember there was
I was up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you give away your snowblower?
Since I've been down here, we haven't had significant snow here in a million years.
Well, it's because it's Florida.
What year did you give away your snowblower? Did you move down
to
Florida?
The year I left.
Was it 2015 or 2014?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was going to sell it, and then because when I bought it, we went through the snow drought.
Exactly.
And yeah.
That's what I'm trying to calculate.
But I think 2 years I used it, and then I moved away.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because life constantly changes.
Evolving, Mike. It's organic.
Yeah. It's when I reconnected with Carla after she lived in Ireland. Let's take a break. Sorry, that was a quick break. So Blizzard Monday. Blizzard Monday. And because people are doing virtual, probably not the same excitement level as to when everybody in D.C. got to F off. Whenever there is a flurry.
Yeah. I bet Loudoun still closes schools even though no one has to go there.
Why not? But Carrie will have the day off. That's good, right?
Yeah, she can nap.
Big win.
Right, we'll take a break. Come right back. More fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. What am I hearing?
It's Rob breathing into the mic.
Are you breathing? Is that your breathing? Is it really him breathing into the mic?
Sound like that later.
Oh, my God.
Rob Spiewak's Audio Vault. A breath of comedy fresh air. Every day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. Human beings didn't invent fire. We just figured out how to tame it. And we're still discovering better ways to enjoy it. With Solo Stove, you can enjoy a roaring fire without all the smoke. We all have them. We all love them. There's a particular listener that posted about the fact that they live in a dense area. They have a tiny little backyard, and they can still enjoy a roaring fire with Solo Stove because you don't have all that pesky smoke going into your neighbor's yard. You don't get that campfire smell in your clothes, and there's nothing left when you get done but ultra-fine ash. That makes cleanup easy. And with a wide range of portable products in all sizes, Solo Stove is fit for any size occasion. occasion. Mm-hmm. And they even sell grills, pots, and other accessories. Easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat it. Go smokeless with Solo Stove and get 25% off your order through February at solostove.com, plus an additional $10 off when you use promo code Mike, not TMOS. So remember that it's a new one. Promo yeah. code.
Mike.
Don't like it when they switch that, so you got to memorize that, okay? I get Mike. Credit if you have Mike,
Mike.
At checkout. There must be some other TMOS out there. Listen up, new code Mike, M-I-K-E. That's solostove.com for 25% off your order, plus an additional $10 off when you use promo code Mike.
Mike.
Do we know why they changed
yes.
it to Mike?
Yes, yes. Mm. Not worth talking about here.
I'm curious.
Oscar, the blizzard that. You were talking about was January 22nd and 23rd, 2016.
Yeah, so
it was just 5 years ago, and it was 17.8 inches. And also, do you remember right after we started the podcast, like 2 months in, we had another 18-inch snow February 5th, 2010.
Mm.
So that was a big one, too. I remember that's one where we pre-recorded the show because it was a lead pipe cinch that the snow was coming.
Yes.
So we sat down and did three shows because we knew we were going to be snowbound.
What is the expression lead pipe cinch?
I mean, it's tight. It absolutely is leak proof and without flaw, like a lead pipe, just absolutely.
Oh, okay. But aren't lead pipes dangerous?
They can
yeah, don't
be.
Don't they poison the water?
Yeah, well, yeah, you get locked. Oh, I'm sorry, Pony, are you there?
Yes, that's a huge flaw. They poison people and kills them.
Yeah, but in days of old, they use them. But
it's not a lead pipe cinch that his levels will be right.
Yeah, his levels are terrible. When you raise them, what happens on your board?
This morning.
He's at full tilt right now. Pony, what did you change?
Why don't you raise his gain for him? Why don't you do that?
I changed nothing.
You changed everything.
You know what? I changed the flow of the show. I'm sorry.
I know.
That's okay.
Raise his gain some more. I want to see this in real time.
It's fine. I can hear him. I can hear him. He's like, you can't hear him at all?
No. But that's fine.
I hear him loud and clear.
Okay. Then
I hear him
good,
too
Mike,
much.
That's all that matters. We're good.
Well, no. I mean, if the listeners aren't, if you're not hearing him, the listeners aren't hearing
him. No. I get a different feed because I'm in a different studio.
All right, Pony, now talk.
Hey there. How's it going?
I hear him. Yeah, I hear him.
Now stop talking, please.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So. Anyway, the snow was a lead pipe cinch.
And so we knew that it was coming, but I do remember that storm. And the funny thing I remember is that you mentioned the music from the movie Airport, and I didn't have it.
Yeah.
But since we were pre-recording the show, I said, yes, Mike, we're playing it right now, because I knew I could go home and add it. And you look.
You still have it? Do you still have that music?
Yeah.
The airport. By the way, I'll never forget Paul Richards, who became a monk,
mm-hmm.
A religious a guy that went to a monastery.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my birthday. I forgot what age I was. My mom took all the kids. Don't play it yet.
Okay.
My mom took all the kids to the movies to see Airport with Dean Martin.
Yes,
and at the end of the movie, after they save everybody, Dean Martin runs up the aisle, and Paul, who had a little bit of a speech impediment, said, "Our hero," and my mother, God rest her soul, never forgot it. She laughed so hard about that; it was fantastic. And this, the opening credits for Airport. And you want to talk about dating.
Oh, my God.
You
want to
talk
about. So fun. So fun.
But a great theme. You know, fun. Clouds and snow and
Joe Patrone.
Traffic control and Joe Patrone, George Kennedy. It was, and I was in the theater. That's how old I am remembering that. So that's, all right, turn that down. So
okay.
A good segue, and then we'll get moving on to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
I have to tell you, speaking of poisoning, there's a good movie recommendation for you that I will give you right now called Radium Girls.
Ooh,
okay.
The story of these, they were dial painters, and the story of these women who painted radium paint on the faces of watches for, I think, people to see at night.
What's radium?
The glow. Radium was this material
that would
that
glow.
Was that was radioactive.
Yes.
And radium would glow. And they had to do this fine painting with a tiny little brush. And in order to do the work, they had to lick the brush.
Oh,
and they
no.
literally were dying. It is fascinating. But it also tells you, You know what it makes you think about? Tell me, if you watch this movie called Radium Girls, mm-hmm. tell me there are not parallels between that and the way people perceive COVID-19 in this
really?
Country. Which it might be an American thing where people, you know, when people think that they're going to get in trouble or get sick, when they get sick.
Mm-hmm.
That, other than that, that's it. And wow. corporate America, and it sucks. And I know you wanted to mention WandaVision as well, Rob Spiegel.
Yeah, and Oscar, you've seen it, right?
Yes.
The fourth episode is, I believe, dropping today or has dropped today.
That's really on Disney Plus, and Radium Girls is on Amazon Prime. Just a heads up for our listeners.
Thank you. It should really appeal to me because what it is a Marvel Universe comic book story being told in classic sitcom styles. And it's the first episode is very, very much like the Dick Van Dyke Show. And then I watched the second episode, and I said, am I missing something? The set has changed. That's because every episode is advancing.
Is it different?
Yeah, so the second episode is like Bewitched. The third episode is like the Brady Bunch. It's actually in color. They do a really nice job with the period flavor and trying to recreate it, but they keep shoehorning in these Marvel things I don't understand. I should love this. I mean, I don't even mind comic book movies all the time.
When does Wanda Sykes come on?
She's... She's not in it. It's actually the lead is played by the
Wanda Farmer.
Mike, I don't feel this. I actually feel the opposite of Rob. As far as the show is concerned, I actually thought it was funny the way they're laying it out.
Right.
And I understand the Marvel side.
Are there any fish in it?
No.
What would the fish
called
be
Wanda.
Called?
But what was annoying to me is that they leaned too much on the shtick, and that's what I didn't like.
Yeah, I like.
But I was like, give me more Marvel.
They do a great job, sort of writing poorly done old sitcoms. It's a really nice homage or tribute that way. But then when they try to make it be a comic book thing, it's weird. It's such an odd fit.
So I'm getting the opposite. You like the sitcomy. You want more Marvel.
Yes.
And I think he doesn't like the Marvel.
I think you're going to get more Marvel because they keep mentioning things I don't understand. And so that's
why I'll break the tie. The yes. show sounds like crap.
Well then.
That's it. Well, what do you give it? How many Oscars do you give it?
Oh, I give it three because I think it's ingenious and the production level's high.
Yeah, I give
three
it
three on a scale of
five.
Four or five.
Three out of five.
I give
and
it.
How many Robs do you give it?
Two out of five Robs and a possibility to go to one depending on tonight's episode. I'm going to stay with it because I enjoy looking at it, but I just can't seem to grab it. Oh, yeah. The lead is one of the Olsen sisters. Mary-Kate and Ashley's little sister plays the lead in it. And she's quite appealing.
Oh, well, now I've changed. No, I'm still here. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar's take.
Oscar's
right
take. We're down
and me. In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going
to
be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you bitch.
We're good.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. It's an effortless way to digitally preserve your home movies
yes.
and photos. If you have got VHS tapes, if you have old photographs, if you have, in many cases, have, little digital copies that you want to organize.
Yeah.
Or if you have a Super 8 or you have anything. On film, they'll take care of it.
Yep.
They will do it. It's simple to use their kit to safely send in your media. Their experienced team creates a digital collection by hand, and then it all comes back to you, stored on the cloud, a thumb drive, or a DVD, along with the original media you sent. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes. You can enjoy it forever, just like we did. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to take advantage of the limited time offer and get 40% off. This exclusive offer won't last long, so order their kit now and send it in whenever you're ready. I'm just about at the time where I'm going to go back and watch my mom's video that I made for her on her 80th birthday.
Julia sent some tapes in this week, as a matter of fact. I can't wait to get them back.
Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take?
A review that as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar Sammy Hagar will not do any socially distant shows, and his reasoning is solid. He doesn't trust us to behave. He says, quote, I just know that those people are not going to stay in their seats and socially distance. The second we start getting it on and I start saying, are we having any fun yet? And
Sammy,
holding up the mic in the air, singing right now, they're going to be at the front of the stage, all unsocially distanced. Sammy says it's going to get criticized or I'm going to get sued or fined or something. So Sammy says, no way.
No deal.
Jose, there you are.
Look, I've been to Cabo Wabo, and I've seen Sammy. You're not missing much. And
there are a lot of Van Hagar fans that are going to hate you, Sammy.
Come at me. Listen, people, just drink his tequila, and he'll be just fine.
Yep.
He's not going out on a ledge by saying, I'm not going to perform anymore. He doesn't have to tour. He doesn't have to do anything. He's got so many revenue streams. For him to even come out and comment on this, like he's doing some sort of public service announcement, public health announcement, is BS. Mm-hmm. Like what he should come out and say is, look, I don't have to do this to make a living because I'm not necessarily a working musician anymore because I have – my own tequila company worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And, right. But for those of you that are out there, maybe we should get together and find a safe way to do this because I know there's a lot of struggling people.
Well, all I remember with Sammy is that I went to a Sammy Hagar show and he said, you'll be on stage with Sammy. And it was a bleacher where I was up there with all the fans of Sammy. Mm-hmm. And what it means was I couldn't scowl during a concert, which I like to do. I had to stay up there. I had to figure out a way to get off stage.
I remember it was something of an ordeal for you to escape.
Oh, my God. But I like drinking a shot of tequila with him before the show.
Sure.
That was cool. Jeez.
Yeah, with 100 other people.
Oh, got it.
Exclusive. really. Exclusive in America is different.
He wanted to see the private bathroom.
Right. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Two people in California, Oscar, just sued Subway over the tuna, which they say it doesn't exactly contain any actual tuna fish.
Oh, great.
The lawsuit says an independent lab tested several samples of Subway tuna and found it's, quote, a mixture of various concoctions that do not constitute tuna, yet have been blended together to imitate the appearance of tuna. The lawsuit doesn't say what actually is in the tuna. The people behind the lawsuit are hoping to get it certified as a class action. Subway says the claims are false and their tuna is real.
Ooh.
So there we are. What
Mike
say
as
you?
A tuna aficionado, when yes. I was a younger man, I would go to Eat Fresh Subway all the time.
Gourmet!
Yeah, you know me. Top shelf, always.
That bread is fresh.
Fast food is fast food. And the movement from Subway to remember when they reinvented their bread to actually be bread?
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Yes.
You're like, what was I eating before?
Right.
Yeah. Plastic.
The logic that we're just finding out now that it's not 100% tuna is, I think it's indicative of the idea of our society and the human condition to think that chicken nuggets for a long time were actually chicken. And for the price we pay, Mike, have you ever had an ahi tuna seared or anything like that? Are you into that?
I've had ahi tuna. It's not okay. One of my favorite dishes, but right. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Tuna's tuna. Right.
Yeah. If you want tuna, go get the chicken of the sea, albacore, pay like $3 for the little can, throw it on some toast and you're good to go.
Yeah, I think you're going to get cream cheese if you get Subway tuna.
Mike, you know what you need to do if you go to Subway needs greater tuna.
Greater tuna.
Be
that
sweet.
Show. Oh God, that is so old. We can't even go there.
You're right.
It was an Oscar's Take. The Bernie meme. We've all seen the Bernie meme.
Yes,
right?
Everywhere.
Bernie Sanders.
What are
CNN
you talking
reports.
About?
Okay, thank you. The meme. You silly. CNN reports.
Thanks for dressing up, Bernie.
What are you talking about? CNN reports that I can see him doing that online. What are you talking about? I don't see it. What's
not
what
in
about
my
Bernie
feed.
Sanders?
I'm all over Instagram.
That's Rob already setting the table to dupe people on that. CNN reports that the meme has generated a lot of demand for merchandise. And because of that, it has raised more than $1.8 million for charities. That's a good thing.
Mike,
good.
Is it merchandise or merchandise?
Merchandise. Well, there's a quote from him.
Okay, good.
Sanders' team began selling sweatshirts and tees with the photo last Thursday. More items were added over the weekend. By Monday, pretty much everything from the first run was sold out. All proceeds will be distributed to several charities in Bernie's home state of Vermont, including Meals on Wheels. That is a good thing.
Awesome.
Bernie said, quote, "We were amazed by all the creativity shown by so many people over the last week, and we are glad we could use my internet fame to help Vermonters in need." He also added that the $1.8 million is nothing compared to what the nation needs in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Look at my mittens, Oscar. Take it away.
I love that money is being raised for charity.
Yes.
I don't know, for some reason, Bernie's fame rubs me the wrong way.
It's just so overdone. It's just to me.
I just want this energy of the internet. And this goes for you Robinhood traders as well. And if you listen to the bonus show, you see I have an axe to grind with that. But in the wake of the Johnson & Johnson news today, as of time we tape, of a new vaccine that's now 70%, has an efficacy of 70%. The idea that this effing old man, not ageist, with mittens is getting more traction on effing Instagram.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Blows my mind.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm with you on that, but that's who we like.
Well,
yeah. You know,
it's easy. People not like funny. South Park too. South Park just is easy. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Finally, Oscar. A 35-year-old guy named Charles Majawa from the African country of Malawi died suddenly back in August after some blood vessels in his brain ruptured. And the autopsy report just came out and revealed his cause of death, a, quote, extreme orgasm.
Hey!
It turns out that he'd been having sex with a prostitute, and right at the end, it was too much for his body, and he died. The prostitute will not be held liable for his death. That's your last story of the day.
I'm going to tread carefully here.
Please.
I don't know. For guys, it feels like every orgasm is the same. That's just for me. Like it's very mechanical, but that just might be me and my level of passion or lack thereof. For the guys that have to take the nitrous or whatever, those little poppers that, you know, get them going, or they're taking the blue pill, God bless you, you're using some sort of other stimulant like a belt or a piece of cloth to tie around your neck. Like,
aren't we?
Well, I'm just saying there are options.
Not the direction I thought it was going. But
no, me neither. I don't know where he's going, to be honest.
The idea that you can die of just naturally doing this blows my mind, because the world is full of perversions, Mike. I'm waiting to walk into the back of Pony's office into his condo when he doesn't show up and see a belt around his neck because he's doing something crazy perverted, before I find any of my friends that have ever said that they've had an orgasm that said that they could die to. I don't have that world. I don't know that world.
As far as the guy from Malawi, it blew his mind, too. I think that's what happened at the very last minute. We have to take a break. We will come back with a very abbreviated audio ball with Mr. Rob Spiewak, who is wearing a VCU Rams hoodie today.
Go Rams!
Richmond, Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. Come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
How would you like to sprinkle on your eggs or your avocado toast the finest hot sauce known to mankind? Mm. I give you Truff. Not only, look at the diamond cap that it has on top of it. It is beautiful. The finest red chilies crafted with a signature blend of chilies and organic agave nectar and savory spices. This is their flagship hot sauce. They also have a hotter sauce, and they have a white truffle sauce. They're all fantastic. It's more than a hot sauce. It's a showstopper!
Showstopper, Oscar.
Love it. So delicious. That's Truff. The FF is in effing fantastic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide, plus free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off, plus free shipping on everything, including the White Truff VIP box and the wonderful Truff Variety Pack. Just shop at Truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. FF is in Fanny Flag. Stop. I don't need any more FFs. Thank you. Truff.com.
Please.
Use promo code TMOS. Jesus. Week's almost over. Let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
This just in because of that fake tuna story.
Subway. Eat fresh.
Delicious.
Frankie, shut up!
So Oscar teased that today's bonus show is a valuable listen because yes. It'll help you to understand what's going on with GameStop and all these hedge funds managers losing their minds and the stock market being turned on its ear.
Your dog's barking.
Yeah, your dogs are barking.
Real professional, you know.
There is a hedge fund manager who's a billionaire. His name is Leon Cooperman, and he figured out why everything has gone on its ear. Mike? It's those darn stimulus checks.
The reason the market is doing what it's doing is people are sitting at home getting the checks from the government, okay? And this fair share is a bullshit concept. It's just a way of attacking wealthy people. And, you know, I think it's inappropriate. We all got to work together and pull together.
Yes. So what he's saying is, essentially, to quote George Orwell, everyone's equal, but some people are more equal than others.
He's a dick.
Such a dick.
This comes
eaten into his profits. Have you ever needed a better example why we need people to get a fair shake in this country? That guy. Hey, sorry, you might have lost a few mil out of your billion, you prick.
7 o'clock. It might have been 7:20. I'm watching this live.
Okay.
And I want to hear what this guy has to say. And he drops the BS, and I'm like, did he just say, because it's still network television or cable television, right. But it's not within safe harbor.
He's angry.
And you could see when he went back to the anchor that they weren't, because they're professionals. They weren't frazzled by someone saying a bad word.
Right.
They were more mad at the guy and also shocked at him that he would take that stance in the middle of a pandemic and a world where
the problem
where
is the people that they give him money for food.
Yeah.
If you give we should let sort them starve to death. My God.
If you gave some lower class vermin $800, what do you think's going to happen?
What they should do is go out and buy the deodorant.
And decrease the surplus population.
Can I just make a quick, I want to add to that.
Yes.
Now, I haven't heard this. I haven't heard someone just go out and say, if you give stimulus money to the population, because people are making a lot of arguments saying, hey, you gave them money and now they invested in the stock market and this is what happens.
Right.
But it to the opposite point, there's a lot of risk in the market when you buy equities.
He's wrong, though. He's making a false statement.
But I'm saying this reminds me of when people say, don't give certain people money because they're going to spend it on drugs and alcohol.
Exactly. It's not your call. It's not your call. It's the greater good. That's what it's all about. All right. Just like, hey, you see that guy that's got a homeless sign that's standing out there at the street corner? You don't give him $5. He'll go to who the F are you? Who in the name of Christ anointed you judge of that? You know what? If you got a free 50, peel it off. Give it to the guy with the sign. You want to say, oh, he's probably perfectly okay. Yeah, he's probably perfectly okay. Well, he's desperate enough where he's standing on the street corner with a sign. And if he's doing a scam, that's fine. Then he will get his judgment someday. But it's not your place
and
to do
it. And not everybody standing on the corner is scamming.
Right,
right.
That's right. And remember, Leon Cooperman says, we all need to come together, but we don't want them involved.
Yeah, scumbag.
All right, a big a-hole. We're up against the clock, so we'll carry some of these tapes over to Monday. But I do want to close with this. How frustrating is it when you're trying to teach your kid to talk? Little baby in a baby holder. One of those carriers that can put it in the car. The baby is safely strapped in. You're talking to it. You just want the kid to say mama. And what happens? He doesn't, but your dog does.
Can you say, mama, 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 mama? Mama, 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 mama. You can say, mama, mama, mom.
Good boy.
That's a Rottweiler. I love it. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Our thanks to the expat Mike Harper.
Good guy.
Who is over in the Emerald Isle right now. Thank you, Mike. What a great, great interview that was. Thanks so much. If you want to be a TMOS talking head, Rob is always looking for people. Everybody. We've learned one thing from this wonderful segment. Everybody has a great story.
Yes.
Everybody does. And we love hearing them, and we love talking to our listeners in an extended form where they get to come on here instead of taking a million calls a day. We love this. So please, be a talking head. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Love it.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday with a brand new episode for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
You know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
Good job.
Pandemic.